Welcome back to Passage, Paragraph, and Prayer. I'm Pastor Nathan Biebert. Today we're at Genesis 2, verse 3, and this is going to be the first of two podcasts with some concluding thoughts on the first week of history. Listen again to Genesis 2, verse 3. And God blessed the seventh day, and made it holy, because on it he rested from all the work of creating that he had done. What has happened to mankind since they forfeited the rest and the blessing that God established on the seventh day through their own sin? Without trust in God, or love for God, life becomes a lot more restless and tiresome, as we work to keep control of it ourselves, as we work to play God or find substitutes for Him. We fall short, and so do our pursuits and pleasures and other people. We live in guilt with no outlet for it. We come to the end of life with a groan. How comforting it is then to hear the invitation of Jesus before all of that happens. Come to me, all you who are weary and burdened, and I will refresh you. Matthew 11, verse 28. The eternal rest isn't gone. God still holds it out freely, every day, in His Son. Those who trust in Christ's work for them, who trust that Christ died for their sins and rose from the dead, begin to enjoy that rest once more. It is the rest of knowing that God is delighted with you in Christ and cannot think more highly of you than He already does in Christ. It is a rest that makes all work on earth easy and light, because you are no longer trying to accomplish something with it that cannot be accomplished. Instead, you can simply sacrifice all of it as a thank offering to the one who sacrificed himself for you. For our prayer today, we'll use a prayer from Augustine's Confessions. O Lord, you incite humans to find delight in praising you, for you have made us for yourself, and our hearts are restless until they find their rest in you. Amen. Passage, Paragraph, and Prayer is a podcast of Trinity Evangelical Lutheran Church in Winter, South Dakota. To learn more about Trinity's ministry, or to provide feedback about the content of this podcast, you can contact me at trinitylutheransd@gmail.com, or you can visit our website at www.trinitylutheransd.org. Until next time, thanks for listening.